Dreamscape presents Surrender by Rachel Van Dyken, narrated by Brittany Presley and Peter Coleman.
Chapter 1. Andrew. The music hadn't died a natural death. Sometimes I wondered if my own bad choices had killed it. So when my bandmate looked at me a second time and asked if I was losing my shit, I simply shrugged, put on my sunglasses, and leaned back against the wall. We had 5 tracks to compose, 5 tracks to record. I was supposed to write at least 3 of them. I had written the word the, for no other reason than it was the only word I could think of that rhymed with ha. Not that we needed a ha anywhere in the damn lyrics. It's just the only word that kept rolling around in my head. Huh, look at that. Everyone's happy but you. Huh, imagine that. Our album went double platinum. Huh, amazing. You have everything you could have possibly ever wanted. Except for your best friend fully back in your life the way he used to be. All the bridges in LA you burned during your addiction, and the only girl capable of putting a smile on your face. The same pregnant girl who is currently sitting in Will Sutherland's lap, my ex-best friend, co-lead singer of Adrenaline, and pain in my ass. He was worse than a parent, like the father figure I'd never wanted, who wouldn't leave me the hell alone. He hovered as if he'd had something to do with bringing me into the world, even though 9 months back, he'd threatened to take me out of it. I stared them down and quickly looked away when Angelica Green's tear-filled eyes met mine. I was the reason she was still sad. Me. Because every time she spoke to me, my throat felt like it was closing up. And every time he kissed her, I wondered if things would be different if I could change the past. My mistakes, roads I'd traveled, taken because of my misplaced jealousy.
Drew! Ty threw a drumstick at my face. Seriously, we only have a few weeks down here before the second leg of the tour. You gotta have something in that notebook of yours.
I clutched the leather cover tighter against my chest. That's for me, not the band. Selfish ass, Trevor mumbled, pinching the bridge of his nose as he stood and stretched, then went back into the sound booth as if that was going to fix the problem. You've been acting like you have a stick up your ass all day, and to think I was starting to wonder if you were the funny one again. I've always been the funny one. I shot back with a bit of a grin and then rolled my eyes. I'm just exhausted. It's not like we're young spring chickens anymore. Hey, speak for yourself. Trevor grinned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?